Channel 2 Riot and Leo and reports on how he handled the situation in the backyard this morning when nobody, he was talking to the boy. This is Leo and Helen and Faye and me at lunch this Monday, the 1st of July, 74.
In your own personal opinion, how do you think I handled the situation this morning?
I think it needed handling. What I think. I think it needed what you done.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, I didn't get too rough, I don't think. I wasn't too easy on the boy. I wasn't too harsh with him, I don't think.
And he was scared stiff.
And I wasn't backing up, and I told him, and I told Guy out there, Frank may tear him up yet. When he started messing with Helen's stuff, I'm telling you what, that Frank, he got to take it. Oh, he was crying last night. He stopped over there and he kept pacing back and forth, looking for him.
Good thing he didn't show up,
wasn't it? It is.
Let me tell you, Guy Miles, it is. Because he'd have been black-headed this morning instead of red-headed.
He can't appreciate that because he hadn't seen Frank in operation.
No, Frank can't stand for anything of mine to be bothered with. I don't care
or
wore out or what have you.
That's Mama. That's it. And if he wants to know anything, he don't come to me. Go to Mama.
Is
You think he'd ask me for money to buy a pack of cigarettes? He'd ask her in a minute, wouldn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Don't eat that, Helen. Eat this.
I want a bite of this,
don't
too.
Don't eat that. Eat this, too.
I'm still going to get a bite of this. What I want.
Now, this thing we worked up on over here. There's a record of his things he'd done, and then here's this argument walk. And what we're saying in there is that these chaps ought to go on a nature walk, and they ought to have somebody like Nealon to go along with him so they know what in the world they're looking at. Now, ain't that a complicated thing? That's what it's saying. I mean, the things to say to them are vast simple. Now this here, there's hardwood planning out there. You can look at that in different ways. But he has had that 2 acres out there that they gave him when he retired, except that he worked on it before he retired. He retired in 1957. And he's put in hardwood planting, hardwood trees. That is almost, hardwood down here is almost anything besides a pine. And what he's saying is that they're putting in so much pine, if that pine borer ever gets started, there won't be any stopping of it. It'll just level the whole darn forest.
Well, you know, it started, now speaking of that, it started in North Carolina.
Yeah.
It was North Carolina. We passed
all them trees, the pine
trees. On both sides of the road.
They turned brown from the top all the way down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They started at the top.
Mm-hmm. On both sides of the road. I remember seeing it now.
Well, and then here's this thing, Lord Nealon in the West. You ought to read that. You take that with you and just read it at the truck stop. That's up until he left the West when he was about 18, 19. And what it does, it shows you all them things he did. He went up there in the High Sierras, you see, logging. And he's up there with them Canadian lumberjacks when he's 18 years old. And you see, he learned. And he got it at the right time where he got in his blood. Well, now you see what it is. these chaps don't do anything. They can't eat a whole row of cotton.
So they didn't cook their own breakfast.
No.
No.
So you, it's You see, my understanding is that I write writing the book. Well, it's a very simple book. It ain't anything complicated. It ain't something you see that'll set you apart from anything else. And that's if they read it. You see some of the things we've done out here. Something like this morning, that'd be something if you could get that down. Of course, you couldn't handle that.
No. That's dealing with
more on the
private,
on the private side.
That's too private to put down, yeah, but it's
always well, you can remember it upstairs.
Yeah.
It'd be hard to forget, won't it?
Yeah, you're always working from it. All that's in your mind is the influence in it. See, now that's that Cardinal family, because they just stay all day. Just as soon as you put out a little feed, until bedtime.
That takes me back. I can't remember the name of the book. You know, when you read so much, I forget the names of things. But the ostrich that used to be in Florida. It was a book about Florida. And the homes were on stilts. And these men came in and killed the ostrich to sell their feathers. And that was the beginning of the dying out of the... And I can't think now. I was trying to think of the...
I don't want to tell him, but I tell you what, I want you to tell him. Why don't you bring out one thing to him?
Listen to you.
This boy. About the time that I come down here and Molly was so lame she couldn't walk.
Yeah.
I'm not bragging, but I want you first to tell him about that.
I wish you could see it.
And don't forget, I had two vets out here, two black horseshoe men out here trying to fix it.
That was... I'm still
first studying. Time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, first time I was ever out. I told you in Brazilian Cadillac Oldsmobile I'd be out here.
Mm-hmm. I didn't believe it. I told guy you.
Well, I saw that. I mean, I was a witness to that because I saw him run after.
Oh, are you?
Mm-hmm. I was with him.
Yeah.
Right there at that gate.
Mm-hmm. I had that old Dodge station wagon with my horse trailer behind it and all the family with me.
Oh, the whole family was here.
Didn't they? Yeah,
they did. And we saw the horse run after he worked on it.
Well, now tell again what were the symptoms with Molly?
She was lame in her front feet.
Yes.
And the blacksmith had trimmed her feet and trimmed the hoof below the path, and she had a corn in the path of her foot, and I trimmed that corn out.
And she jumped.
And it relieved the pressure, and she had limped around for a week or 10 days, 2 weeks, something like that. And when she got that relief, well, she just showed us all what she could do.
She just went out there and tried it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And it worked.
And jumped up off of all fours, didn't she, Faye?
Mm-hmm. Just leaped.
You put her foot down and she went out there and sort of put her weight on it and to find out she could walk.
Mm-hmm. And it just tickled to death. And she raised up and, well, her and Tony did raced around that field.
She jumped up clear off the ground.
Mm-hmm. Clear off the ground.
And then she and Tony lit out.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's contagious. When Tony sees one horse sees another one,
mm-hmm. They want to do the same thing.
Yeah, but something.
And how long did it take you?
Just a matter of
minutes.
Mm-hmm. With your pocket knife.
With my pocket knife.
And it's perfectly clear to see there.
Sure.
And I had worked up there since the vet cut it off.
Yeah. Well, see, he had been trimming her feet too close, her hoof too far below the path all the time.
Yeah.
That's what that hard hoof is out there for, is to protect that path.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
It's like you put shoes on your feet to protect your feet.
Yeah.
for that hoof that grows out there to protect the frog and the pest.
And he's cutting it too
close. He's cutting it too close.
Too close.
And I told you it'd take 2 weeks, a month,
mm-hmm.
for that hoof to grow out
mm-hmm.
and cover that up.
Well, it's just like a broken fingernail. If you break it into the quick, how sore it is until it grows back out.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing you can do for it. It
well,
hurts.
What blacksmith was that, Faye? That wasn't taking it from, was it?
I think it was. He was the one who was working on it.
He was working on it when Barbara was here. Well, that was about the time. Yeah.
You all remember when it was. I don't
know. It was the first day you ever came out here.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought that old on Thanksgiving, on Friday after Thanksgiving, and this was Saturday morning. I don't remember many days, but I remember that one. Because I told Guy, Molly wouldn't put her foot down.
No, she wouldn't put her foot on the ground.
Mm-mm. But she just leaped. Because I thought that was so pretty.
Pressure.
And I had just ended my row. I'd had two blacksmiths out here, and I'd talked to the vet. And they kept saying something wrong with her leg.
I guess she felt like something was wrong all over. If it hurts, you know, if your feet hurt, you hurt all over. You rule.
Yeah, pocket knife right here. Just pull that pocket knife out of your pocket.
My pocket knife wouldn't whittle anything off.
Wouldn't cut hot butter?
Yeah,
that would impress that boy. That really would.
He seems like he's
he'll
interested
learn.
In things.
He'll learn now. He'll learn now.
Gotta straighten him out.
In fact, Mary, he didn't have his first lesson.
Well, an encouraging thing to me was when he said to you, I'd like to do something with you. I'd like to learn.
I'll take him with me. Yeah.
Well, if he could be with you, I'd just advise him to drop some of that stuff up there.
I'll take him with me.
And go around and learn a little bit of something.
I'll take him to Pennsylvania and show him some real experiences.
I want to go just one time to see the horses you were talking about.
You couldn't put up with me one trip.
Well, I could or not, unless you give me some pills. I could join you.
There ain't no, you couldn't put up with me at like 1,000 miles.
I might take some pills and join you. And I wouldn't know the difference, would I?
There you are.
I might surprise you, but I expect I'd surprise myself more.
I'll tell you what, I'll tell you one thing. Before you ever leave, you keep your mouth shut when it comes to my driver.
Oh, he scares me sometimes.
How'd you call it, did you?
Yeah, I got time yet.
Well, I tell you, yesterday morning I sure didn't know that things were going to happen this way. All I knew was that, you know, when I talked with you the second time, you know, that you always come on over, and so I thought, piddled around a little bit and took a nap, and I thought, well, we'll have a nice quiet.
Well, let me tell you.
Kind of an exciting experience.
Look at that beautiful thing. Ain't he a beauty?
Mm-hmm.
Look at that head. I do like to have a head like that.
Ooh, that's pretty. Mm. Shame it had to move.
Yeah, he gets a mouthful and away he goes.
Yeah, it's been kind of an exciting experience. Well, it's costly but profitable.
Well, I tell you, we're beginning to get enough at home that we're ready to move out.
You get it's costly and you don't know how profitable it is?
I don't mean right in our house, but the neighbors is. I don't even care for the girls being out in the yard sometimes.
Oh, really?
That's right.
We had a fella move in, he and his girlfriends, and one got tired. He switched, I think. One was there a while, and then another one came. Not what happened to the first one, I haven't seen her. But I wish you would see just one time. You wouldn't want to see that, what they live in.
No, that went there now from Pennsylvania.
It is?
Yeah.
Huh.
She used to run away from Pennsylvania. She stays right there all the time. She never gets outside.
But anyway,
what they're looking for.
It's in a... It used to be an old garage and workshop now. The windows, there are no windows. They used to have a part, just like you'd cut out the wall, you know, and put that piece on hinges, back and forth. They crawl through the window to get in.
No door.
And they have curtains. What time they aren't inside, they're hanging out. They fly out the hole, in other words, you know. And I don't know what's in there. There's no provisions to cook. Unless there's electric hot plate or some kind they brought in there. When they climb out the back window, there's a bigger hole in the back part, smaller one on the side. They climb in and out that hole, and honestly, sometimes there's 5 and 6 cars over there.
Next door to you?
Next door, right in the door. And Mrs. Sapp doesn't come outside. She's a diabetic, and she has...
Can't see, and she can't hear.
Well, she needs surgery on her eyes again, cataracts. She's had surgery once, and I think her eye is just about the place, you know, ready for... She needs it, I think, now. And the girls, when they go over and help her out, you know, if she's out or she comes over to the house or something, which has been a while now, but if they see her out in the yard or anything, they'll ask her if they could help her. You know, and help her walk, or this time take hold of her and lead her, you know. But she stays inside, and her daughter lives there with 3 teenage boys.
And
they keep
this, the. And all this other stuff too?
Yeah, they keep the road hot back and forth too. See? They're friends of these others. That's why they moved in there, is one of some of these boys' friends. And there's been 2 different girls over there. I don't know where. I just don't try to keep up with it all. I just want them to stay on their side of the fence. And they've been... I did see them go out back in the field and jump the fence and go use that back road to go into town.
Oh.
They travel back and forth that way some. But now they have friends coming in to tote them back and forth in the car.
I told them I was going to put electric fence up, and I think I kind of scared them off. If I had electric fence...
I'd put it on the high as it goes.
Oh, you mean electric fence unit?
Just electric fence unit, like
a. You mean like it's used with animals?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
yes.
You've got one out there.
Does that still work?
Sure.
Put it up around it and put it up high enough that, well, just where they couldn't get over and couldn't get under it without getting swatted either way.
Fix them?
Well, if you have your fence up high enough and put it on top of the fence, that'd be the only way, you know.
Yeah, really fix them.
But it's a mess, and I have to, that's the only thing that scares me when Leo goes off, you know, up the country, I have to leave the girls alone.
That plugs into the lights.
Yeah.
Well, you're right there next to the fence, so it's no great plugging.
That don't cost me, no. I'm right there by the fence.
Might be enough wire out there, I don't know.
But you know that's terrible.
How long would you want?
It's bad enough. People to live together, you know,
all about here too.
In a decent place, but when you get nothing but, I mean, it is.
I really got that.
I don't have any insulation.
I don't know. I would do something to keep them out of back there. But first thing you know, they're going to knock the fence down, and that's going to be it. Frank will end up hurting one of them. Well, Frank's staying home now.
He knows. He knows them. They were out back. They came over to the fence to talk to him the other day. He went over and looked to see what kind. He just come back shaking his head.
He told him. I heard him tell him out at the fence. Day before yesterday?
Saturday. It was.
He said, now you fellas keep your voice down. I don't care what you say over there. But he said, don't let me hear you talking like that no more.
He's ready to straighten them out.
Well, he knows them. He went to school with some of them.
They're rough. They're rough talking customers. He said, now you fellas keep your voice down. I don't care what you say. But don't let me hear you say it.
Yeah.
I
hate to see Franklin
turn
on the side of the law.
Well, I tell you, I'd have to. That's one reason I like to take the girls as much as you know, but I don't like. I always call home and check. If they take me to work when they get back, if they got in back in all right and back in the house, I always call every night when Leo's gone.
Yeah.
You don't gotta get on the road.
But
and
it's
Harry,
15
after morning. I know it. And Harriet Ann always says, Mama, don't forget to call now.
Mm-hmm.
She says, she always tells me that.
Well, you tell your doctor that we want him to
get you up right.
Do the right thing.
Well,
he will.
I don't know whether he will or not.
You know, when they live there, when they lived in Hawthorne, the girls would go out and stay at a week's time with him.
Oh, really?
More than this. And you walked off when you were at her house.
Oh, really?
She is strict. Yeah. She wants you to do things. She wanted to learn things right.
Mm-hmm.
Her way.
I'll check in with you tomorrow
right
before
mm-hmm.
I leave.
All right.
Good enough.
Well, thank you so much for the lunch.
Yeah. Good enough.
Enjoy.
Well, I appreciate you coming. Sorry you had to take the time.
Channel 2 right, and the tail end of this visit with Leo and Helen with the boy in the kitchen, except he's not here. He's reporting to us on what happened out in the backyard when he was getting the boy straight. This Monday, the 1st of July, 74. Channel 2 right around 300 or 400, and the end of this count in the kitchen of what happened in the backyard when Leo was getting the boy straight. This is Leo and Helen with Faye and me this Monday, the 1st of July, 74.
Citing the roots in decision might be challenged in court. A spokesman for Appalachian Power Company had expressed disappointment at the decision.
Thornville, and Painesville. Like out here, you got to get on the mail rug for a certain destination, or else it won't get driven the next day.
You have teamwork out here. That's the big thing out here, is one man will help the other one, and none of this, that's my job, the heck with it. That's his job, let him do it. Here, everybody works together, and you get it done real quick. So the highway post office is our history. You won't be seeing them anymore along Route 71 or any other road. Maybe most folks in Cincinnati or Cleveland won't notice the difference. Although most of these fellows tell us they're convinced the mail service is not going to get any better. No way. But they'll miss it. They'll miss the crazy hours, 4 long days on, then 8 off. And they'll miss the sway of the big trucks at night, the feel of the highway beneath their feet. And most of all, they'll miss being the special people they were. Charles Osgood, CBS News, on Route 71.
I'd rather hear that than the news.
There ain't much on the news anymore, are there?
Oh, you know, same old
Nixon
thing.
Had a sore leg.
I got a sore side. Sore head. Inside.
Well, all you have to do with that young fella, young lady, is just a handler. Put a halter on her.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. A little halter wouldn't hurt her at all, would it?
No, it'd make a woman out of her.
Yeah.
One just her size.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, if we'd have had it, it'd done been on her.
Well, that's what happened to me when I came in. We got one right out there.
Maybe we'll do that next time.
Yeah.
I'll be around next week.
Cookie Helen said you weren't too fond of these peas.
No, they're all right.
But that just happened to be what we were cooking tonight.
You know, we were doing something and all the food got cold the other day, and the iced potato was just plumb cold when I ate mine, and you know, a cold iced potato tastes good.
It does.
You know, potatoes aren't good until they're warmed up 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
Then they get good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't know that, did you?
No. You mean mashed potatoes and
no.
Baked?
No. You take just plain old stewed potatoes.
Yeah?
The more you stew them, the better the taste. That's right.
That ought to help you some. And there's cornbread here, Mr. Cookie.
All right.
Well, that's just perfect for a restaurant, isn't it?
Yeah, but they don't ever warm them up, only in hash browns for breakfast. Charge you 40 cents for them.
Salad down there and tomatoes.
You mean now? They didn't used to charge anything.
Uh-uh.
They just threw that man, Cookie.
You walk in a restaurant and get a bowl of beans and chunk of cornbread and cost you 95 cents. It used to be you couldn't get it. Now then it's a luxury.
Yeah.
Brown beans.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Down there to make a mess. I took them home with Daisy. She and Faye. as Jesus said, many a half a piece has been taken out of that little patch this year. And the only trouble is, I get in on the tail end.
With the weeds.
Yes, they've all put up peas, ate peas and put up peas.
I have some.
Little speaking. Man.
Little man, they're speaking to each other.
And they're going to be Molly speaking tonight. I'm going to stretch them out.
Mm-hmm. As your friend said, sitting up there. Look at that red head.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's a handsome fellow. Don't you know he knows he's handsome?
Most of them do.
That's a bright little filly. She got good sense. She's out there eating those ahead.
Can you tell whether a horse going to have any sense from at this stage?
Yeah.
Think she got any sense?
She got plenty of sense. You see how when she turned around there and got to look at me and I got to petting her on her nose, I guess that's the first time she's ever been petted in a close pen. She got just as calm as anything you ever saw.
Yeah. And when you moved, she walked out, just took her time.
Mm-hmm. Just took her time. She wasn't a bit excited in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Not one bit.
All they have to do is go out and look for a little liquid food.
Yeah. First time I've eaten your house for a long time, man.
We're celebrating New Year's.
Yeah. Don't be surprised if I bring her back. You can't be surprised now.
Well, I hope you find a good place for us, but I should be fine.
It will be a good home or I'll bring them back.
Now what I want to see is that little thing out there doing a little plow roll. Would that be fun?
I've been an 18-inch collar back for her.
She got a little neck.
18-inch, okay. Now, God didn't know that measured that neck.
No.
What did you use?
When did you measure her neck?
I used my eye.
You just estimated.
Yeah, sure, an 18-inch collar will fit her just snug, just right.
And that's a small?
That's a small collar, yeah.
Well, I had to take up that little halter, oh, as far as the pony head. I put Mrs. Saddle on her, a little English saddle on her,
yeah.
And went to the last of the notch. But it went.
How did she,
Fine, she didn't care what I had on.
You rode her?
Yeah.
That's good.
Rode her all morning. I mean, rode up all around the past. With a baby right with her.
Uh-huh. Hmm.
You got a nice little trot. A slow trot, you can sit it. Fast trot, you have to post. At least I posted. And I didn't push it to a little bit.
Oh, she's not a rough rider.
No, she's not. She got a fairly smooth little trot.
Well.
I'll give her a vitamin or two.
If you don't want the filly to go along, what you do is just put her in the canal, in the corral.
Yeah.
And the second time you do it, she'll take it for granted.
Yeah.
Well, as long as you're just riding in the pasture.
She's not in the way. The only thing, put her out on the road, but it wouldn't be
No, you wouldn't want to do that.
Al, you might want to do?
No.
I might not get back by Thursday.
I don't see how you can, could it?
Oh, I could.
Well, it depends on how many stops you get. How much, you don't know about how many tram stops you got.
Uh-uh.
They just come up.
Yeah. I was man up in, Owensburg, South Carolina. About 7 miles east of Owensburg. It's got 7 head of horses it wants to sell. And there's another one up in North Carolina. You got one big pinto it wants to sell. And there's a woman in Glassboro, New Jersey, called me last night, wants a horse.
Okay.
Now, all the way from Glassboro, New Jersey.
For a horse, way out here.
I'd have a hard time finding Glassboro, New Jersey, Helen.
I'm afraid I would too.
It's right on Route 322, just east of Wilmington, Delaware.
Gosh, just to think about you traveling all up there. I'm going to mind I can go with him one time.
Take the vacation.
Say, it's not altogether just getting there at a certain time. Cookie says, he says, you know, if you run a tramp shift, something will develop, and he can go off the beaten path and see what it is.
And that's the fun.
That's where all the fun is. There ain't no fun to get out here and just running straight up the road.
Why, sure not?
If I go up and say, I go into some of the little hick towns in Georgia, I hear a man got an old mule he wants to sell or trade. I got something on the trade. Man, I'll make a right flank and I'll go.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Man, you some man is getting in the truck and just beating his brains out right up and down that road. Right down that road. Not unless he's got a load from somebody else, but where they're all mine, I can do as I please.
Sure.
Well, why do you pick up word of those things? At the truck stops?
No, truck stops or wherever I stop. I mean, I'm trading wherever I stop. I never meet a stranger.
Just asking if I have any sales.
I'm always desperate, you know. You're always desperate, see. You got to be desperate.
You got to be desperate.
You got to be desperate.
Well, up 301, we pass a...
That's in Page from South Carolina.
But yeah, that's right. I knew somebody. You got to just...
You got to win someplace. Hey, I wonder where there's a horse sale at tomorrow or tonight.
Just about to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody looks at you like you're a fool. Well, maybe you are a fool in their book. Well, I don't know, but I said there's a man out here in on this clay road just south, about 3 miles. He's got a horse he wants to trade off.
They'll say that?
Yeah, sure. That's where all the fun is. I'm telling you, they can give you some of the idiotic directions that you ever heard tell of in your life.
You want some of that, please?
And you'll find out about these.
Yeah.
And you get out there, and he is showing up, you'll have what he wants to tell you.
If it ain't, I'll try my best to make him think it is.
Well, he don't object to trading with you, does he?
No.
As soon as you start trading, it's just like you've known each other for a long time, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It'll give you about 5 minutes. And
if they're natural traders.
In about 5 minutes, and he did better be careful, and he won't hardly have any shoes left. But I'm liable to have them.
Cookie, you don't run into many just really natural traders.
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can spot one pretty fast.
Yeah, John L. Lee from Benson, North Carolina. He's a big horse trader.
But he's a big one. I'm talking about these fellas you run into, like a man 3 miles down the road got a horse he wants.
Oh, no, you don't run into them. No, them are just casual, everyday poor people.
Yeah.
Like you are.
Yeah, just like myself.
If he happened to be a trader, it'd be an exception.
Yeah. And you can usually come out all right when you trade with people like that, usually.
Cookie, most people who have just a horse, you know, not a fancy horse, just a horse on the side, they're more like a trade, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They'll tell you the truth?
No, they'll tell you a lie and then laugh about it.
All of them?
Most of them, 95% of them will.
And just let you find out about it?
Let you find out. You just got to be slicker than they are.
Well, for one thing, after a horse is about 10 years old, you can't tell too much about his age, can you? You can tell when they're 40, of course.
As long as them teeth are in a shape about like that.
Yeah, and hip.
And hip, all of them, there is nothing to worry about.
That's right.
Because they are just turning
about
10 years old.
10 years old. Mm-hmm.
They're just coming about a 10-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now whenever they start sticking out like that and they're all haggard and they don't meet, you better watch out.
That's right.
Oh, and the horse Daddy bought one time. I never will forget that. Uncle Fred was quite a horseman himself, you know. He loved horses. He went to get it for Daddy. And he was so ashamed of it, he brought it back through the woods. And before he got home, he tied it to a tree and took his pocket knife and cut its tail off. His tail was dragging the ground.
Well, you know.
Oh, that was a pitiful horse.
I prayed for one so poor one time I shamed out. I brought it through the backwoods.
I don't blame you.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir, right here in Florida.
Oh, that was a poor looking horse.
Woo!
Really? Sometimes you probably get caught.
I made out all right.
But you didn't keep him and give him rations. You can't come out doing that.
Mm-mm. Only horse I kept and fed rations just for the heck of it, for spite, was old Silver. That's the third horse I had. He was the best horse in the state of Florida. Wasn't he Helen?
Mm-hmm.
But he was old.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember you said that.
And that little old Sarah, she could take him and do anything she wanted with old Silver. Anything. Take him and ride him right down the street and with 50 mares around him, and that horse never opened his mouth.
He was old.
You turn him out, though, and he wasn't old. He acted young.
Oh, really?
He acted like a 2-year-old.
Is that right?
As long as someone had a hold of him,
uh-huh.
There wasn't a finer horse in the country. Heck, me and Jack Stoker spinning some cows. And I was riding him, and Jack was riding that $10,000 stud of his. Two studs riding that long ago. And a cow broke out of the herd. I didn't have to tell Silver to get it. I had to find some leather.
Uh-huh.
I had to hunt leather, because he left me sitting out there and got that cow. I tell you what, I just beat Jack Stokes. He just couldn't hardly believe it. Old Silver had that in him.
Yeah.
But he sure got him. He sure got that cow. I had her. I was around her and had her turned back before Jack Stokes ever got the horse she was at. I did. And Jack will tell you that.
Uh-huh. I bet. Oh, some of them.
Well, now take this little map. What appeals to you about her?
Her gentleness, kindness.
Well, you ain't interested in gentleness and kindness.
Well, I am if I'm going to sell her to people that is interested in gentleness and kindness.
She's
just a good man. She's just good natured. She is. She's good natured.
She doesn't have mean thoughts, does she?
She don't have a mean look, no. You can have one that's got a mean look. Little man.
Yeah.
Now, he's got a mean look.
Yeah.
And he is mean, too, because he bucked twice with me before I got the trailer.
He put his ears back. You know what he means. You better leave him alone.
He bucked twice with me.
Wait a minute. He going the wrong way?
No, he is feeling good. Mean. He's going. He just want to work off some meanness.
Oh, that is.
But you put little kids on him and he
now you noticed how he did with me.
Yeah.
Nudge right and let me rub up and he won't put him by me. I never had him offer to do anything.
Well, I tell you what, if I had a buggy whip just that and when I was trying to get that mare, I'd have whipped her. I was so mad, nothing makes me more furious than to go up, get almost to him,
mm-hmm.
and walk off. And then walk off and look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Did they do you that way?
Yeah.
And of course I knew it.
Well, now, if you'd been here, you'd gone ahead and caught her.
I'd have caught her one way or the other.
Well, I...
What other way?
First try.
Huh?
First of all, I'd have hung my halter on the fence post, stuck me a hay string in my pocket, or...
I
went up to her and pulled my belt off and put her around her neck and then rode her in. With my belt around her neck.
That's the way you would have done it?
Yeah.
Well, what if she'd kept right out of your reach?
I'd hemmed up in the corner someplace.
Well, you can't hem a horse. Could be they can cut right through.
Why can't I?
You can get one in the corner if you do it right.
I can take that lariat I got behind the seat, and I'll hem me a horse.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to get a lariat out for a little old gentle horse like that.
I don't care. I'll still hem that horse with that lariat.
What do you mean, him?
Put it over top of a post.
Yeah.
You get her going right down the fence. She thinks she's going to go someplace. Pull that lariat up and just wrap her right around her and walk up to her and get a hold of her mane. Mm-hmm. I've handled them many a time like that.
You mean throw it over the
fence post? You don't put it over them. You just hem them in the corner with the rope.
Oh, don't tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Why, yeah.
I never even heard of anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
That
now come again on that. You make a little pin up.
You got a post right down here.
Yeah.
Oh, you're coming down this way. You got a fence down this way.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right, you got a post down here.
Yeah.
All right, you tie that lariat on top of that post.
Mm-hmm.
You lay it down.
Mm-hmm.
Get her up there in the corner.
Uh-huh.
Then you reach up and pick up the lariat, walk right over to this side, just wrap it right around her, and the first thing you know, you're right up to her head, and she can't go no place.
Wrap it around her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
About her hindquarters?
Yeah. She can go no place. Stand there and look at you. You walk up and put a bridle, a halter, anything you want to on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or just stand there and talk to her.
Yeah.
I've not seen that.
I'll show you one day what I mean. I may have mm-hmm. to catch a little man.
Yeah.
Well, the thing I
now you couldn't catch him that way. He'd break out.
No, he won't. I've caught him that way lots of times.
Is that right? Suppose he breaks out.
Yeah. Go get him again.
You don't succeed the first time. Try again.
You don't never give up.
Mm-hmm. Well,
keep after him.
I knew I should have caught up yesterday, but I just got tired and said, "Oh, to heck with it." But I got used to the bucket. So this morning, all I did was just walk up here with a bucket.
I still want to know how you do this.
Now, you run into horses who never had any feed, sweet feed?
Yeah.
So they don't know what a bucket's for, do they?
No, they don't know a bit more about a bucket. No.
How long does it take them to learn?
One bite of that feed, and they're just about...
It took her. That's how long.
One bite of that feed, and they know what's in that bucket then.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
This morning, she knew that bucket had something in it.
Yeah.
She right to me, right there.
Now, some people make a bad mistake by fooling their horses.
Uh-uh, always have feet in it.
Yeah. They'll take an empty bucket out to get your horse with.
Well, once or twice, once in a while.
Yeah, just once in a while, you ain't gonna catch them too.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna pay you back.
Reckon?
No, shoot, it doesn't. One time is enough to know what they know.
One time.
Yes. All I can think about is this tramp steamer. This is a tramp cattleman. Tramp. You got to have words every now and then to say things. You can't say you're tramping up and down the highway. It's not. It don't go right.
And good for him.
Mm-hmm.
That's fill him up, but he's going to eat a hamburger from now on.
He needs some hash brown potatoes to go with him.
What are you for dinner?
I don't know what you eat for breakfast.
What are you for dinner?
I don't know.
Well, that's what I eat for breakfast.
You hadn't eaten.
Is that it? Well, don't ask me. I wasn't there.
So?
I was in bed. First time I got up, it was for dinner. Second time I got up, it was after. Harry and Ann had beans.
The brown beans.
They had a tramp hired sale.
Cornbread.
Tramp trucker.
They had, yes, cornbread, brown beans. Oh, that's right. We at the table, weren't we? I forgot. I was there. Tuna patties.
Oh, yeah.
Brown beans and cornbread. Here it ain't fixed in, I
tuna patties and the potatoes never did get done.
Huh?
Did they?
Yeah.
Not for dinner.
The tuna?
I said potatoes.
Oh, the potatoes, no, I didn't see any. They scraped them, what to do with them?
And they were cooking when I left.
They fixed it, they did the cooking, I didn't, so I don't know.
You're not going to interfere with them.
I ate a tuna sandwich, and that was what.
Cookie can't interfere with him. He might get the job.
Well, he says he can, he knows how, but he's just not going.
Could you say a tramp trucker?
Yeah.
There ain't. I never heard of one.
Yeah.
Or the originate one.
Yeah.
You ever hear one?
Mm-mm. I ought to put that on the side of my trailer, oughtn't I?
Tramp trucker.
Yeah.
Tramp trucker.
Roving trucker.
That'd be about like it.
Tramp trucker. Tramp is the word.
Yeah, tramping.
That means you don't have any particular route. You just go wherever, you know, you got a load, a little load or something.
I think that's
fine. Cookie, can you generally move a dog?
Me? Sometimes. Coon dog can.
Yeah.
Coon dog?
Yeah.
Old
man hold still, sir.
No, thank
you. She accused me of rolling it to him and I said, didn't have a coon dog.
Who?
Mr. Hope.
He wouldn't
hunt coons? He said he wouldn't. Man, well, I don't guess he had to hunt coons because the man gave him to me. I got $50 out of it.
50?
Yeah.
He was a daddy of a friend of ours.
The old man gave him to me.
He gave him to Leo. Leo sold him.
That cost you something.
Supposed to be a coon dog, wasn't it?
He said, now there is a coon dog. I said, well, Pop, I said, what do you want for that old coon dog? I said, he's a good one. I said, well, tell me what you want for him. I'd give him $25 for him because I knew a man wanting one, see. But he never put no price on it. When I got ready to leave, he said, I tell you what, he said, I may never see you again. He said, I'm going to give you that dog.
Oh.
Yeah. So he gave me that old dog.
And that's somebody you didn't know?
No, I knew him, yeah.
Up there around your place?
Up North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
And I brought him down here and kept him 3 or 4 days. And Mr. Holt.
Who owned this?
Yeah, took an ocean bound dog for a coon dog. I got a coon dog, a black and tan coon hound. All you want for it. Oh, I said, he's a good dog. He's a fine looking dog. He was too. Good looking dog. Actually, I didn't tell him no lie. I said, now he's a good looking dog. And he was, wasn't he, Helen?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, he's supposed to be a coon dog.
Supposed to be a coon dog.
That's what the man told you when he gave it to him.
That's what the man told me when I traded for him. Said. And he asked what I wanted for him. I told him I wanted $65. But in the roundabout way, well, I got $50 out of him. But $65 trading money. But $25 $50 actual cash. $65 trading money or $50 actual cash.
Well, what'd you take in on him?
Horse.
So you know about what the horse is worth, so you can tell how much value you're getting on your dog.
Yeah, I gave him $50 and a dog for a horse.
Yeah. Well, you see, I can't tell that, see. Now, you see, I traded with Johnny Sims from Molly and traded Dinkle. Well, I think I paid Johnny Sims $100. And what he said was he would give me $150 for Dinkle. And then he wanted $250 for Molly. Well, anyway, you took it, you see. I come out ahead of him. But I didn't know it.
Yeah?
I don't know whether he knew it or not. But, Dinkle, you know, had bad habits.
Dinkle would bite and kick.
He'd do a lot of things. But he knew Dinkle. I mean, there wasn't anything like that.
Yeah, Johnny knew Dinkle.
So, now, he had so much in this horse, or else he was trading the horse. Oh, you know how there's a horse the man didn't want, so he got Dinkle and sold Dinkle to somebody and then paid the man. You know all the angles.
Oh yeah.
And the next week, Johnny came back up here and wanted to buy Molly back for $350. The person that he had who had sold Molly regretted it and wanted her back.
Yeah.
And for $350, well, she's worth more than that. But anyway.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. That's it.
So you see, Dinkle wasn't worth $150. But he just traded on my price.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And then he put Molly's price accordingly.
Did like when Mr. Holt made me the offer he did on him, on Rowdy and Tony. It was just so much money that I absolutely could not refuse it. I just could not refuse it. Then people was hassling me over here. I had no place to keep them, you know what I mean? And if he ever sells Rowdy, I'll
get
him.
Has he still got him?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
He's been offered a flat $1,000 for him.
And okay.
No, Rowdy.
Well, you're not likely to get him back then.
Yes, I will.